The Veterans Affairs healthcare system has been ahead of many civilian healthcare providers in giving COVID-19 vaccines. Now Congress has given the VA a bigger challenge. Here's Jay Price of North Carolina Public Radio.
Many VA medical centers, like this one in Durham, North Carolina, have opened vaccinations to all those enrolled for care, regardless of age or health status, like Army vet Dante Hester.
I received a text message and I also received an email from the VA.
At 32 years old, Hester was in the final wave of Durham VA enrollees cleared to get vaccinated. And then he got not just a text, but an email too, alerting him that he could make an appointment for the vaccine. That's how, on a recent day, he ended up in a quick-moving line of fewer than a dozen vets. They were at a clinic inside a repurposed dining area at the medical center. Dr. Christopher Hosler is chief of public health and epidemiology at the Durham VA.
We already have a dedicated network with all these patients. We know who our patients are, and so we're able to schedule directly through text message.
But the VA doesn't have the same contacts and relationships with the millions of veterans who aren't enrolled for its health care. And a new law called the Save Lives Act says the VA can now vaccinate all veterans and their spouses and caregivers. This is a huge jump, even for a system as large as the VA's.
We've been targeting our efforts to date at the roughly 6.4 million vets who rely on us for all of their care.
That's VA Secretary Dennis McDonough at a recent congressional hearing.
As you step up the additional categories that you all have now enacted, you get up to around 24 million. It's kind of a 4X growth.
Four times more, including potentially millions of spouses and caregivers for vets. And the VA is going to have to develop different ways to identify and reach them.
We're going to use every channel we have. We're going to use U.S. mail. We're going to use standard email. We're going to use our social media platforms.
The VA has already opened vaccinations to all veterans in pilot programs around the country. One key thing it's studying is how to manage the vaccine supply for the additional vets, their families, and caregivers. Having enough vaccine on hand is a critical issue. Dr. Jane Kim leads VA vaccination efforts nationwide.
We do want to make sure that whatever vaccine supply we have does get offered to our veterans receiving care with us first. And as we have increased supply, to offer it to the expanded populations that are in the Save Lives Act.
The VA gets its supply of vaccine directly from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A spokesman for that agency said it will increase the allocation of vaccine to the VA, but is still working out the details of how much and when. Dr. Kim says the VA wants to manage expectations.
We heard loud and clear from our veterans prior to having any COVID vaccination, make sure you don't overpromise, and we've held that in our minds is, let's make sure we have what we need to serve you, and that's gone pretty well so far.
The VA doesn't know how many of that 24 million vets, spouses, and caregivers to expect, just that not all will seek appointments. Many will get vaccinated elsewhere or already have. For now, it's asking them to register on its COVID-19 vaccine webpage so it can reach them. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Durham, North Carolina.